now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hello and welcome to the 24/7 Sports College Basketball Show. I'm your host, Trey Scott. Today, we are counting down 24/7 Sports' preseason top 25 rankings with the help of national basketball writer Kevin Flaherty. Before we get started, we'd love for you guys to head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating. Let's go. Coming in at number 19 on 24/7 Sports' preseason college basketball countdown, the Baylor Bears. Kevin Scott Drew is just one of the best coaches in the game. 20 wins last season, 10-8 in the Big 12, which is a great record in that conference. Made it to the second round of the NCAA tournament where they lost to Gonzaga. What are your expectations for the Bears as Scott Drew kind of runs back a loaded roster?
It's crazy that they won 20 games last year. With all the injuries that they had, with the attrition, and all the different things that wound up happening to them. You know, they went into the year thinking that Mekhi Mason was going to be a star for them, and he wound up missing several games. You know, the Jared Butler, you know, didn't really start the whole season, even with as good as he was. Tristan Clark had the season-ending injury. Freddie Gillespie didn't really play that much. And so you add all of that together, and I think that's why I'm so high on Baylor heading into this year, is a lot of guys who maybe had no business playing as much as they did last year, and certainly no business playing as big a roles as they did last year, kind of took their lumps and got a lot better, somehow found a way to win 20 games, and now those guys are coming back. Now you have a healthy Tristan Clark. You get Macy O'Teague from UNC Asheville and Davion Mitchell, a guard transfer from Auburn. And you still have some of those guys who maybe will fit better into different roles. Last year when Tristan Clark went out, Baylor was having to go through games with Mark Vidal playing a lot of center at 6'5". And so that shouldn't be an issue for him this season.
Tell me, how big is the loss of Mario Kegler?
It's pretty big from an ability standpoint. I think Kegler was somebody that, even if he didn't quite get there in practice last year, was somebody that you looked at and you saw a high ceiling with. And somebody that, when you're looking at this year's Baylor team specifically, you felt like if he could get to a spot where he was hitting his ceiling, where he was achieving the way that he should, that would take this year's team up a notch. And so Baylor's still got all the tools to be a really good team, to win 25 games this year, to go to the NCAA tournament and do some damage. But had Kegler come back and had Kegler played the way that he was capable of playing, I think maybe I would have been a little bit higher on this team, potentially as maybe an Elite Eight team or the type of team that could make that sort of run.
Yeah, Kegler turned pro after a suspension. So in his absence, you probably look at Tristan Clark. You might have anyway, as a first team, Big 12, all Big 12 kind of guy. What about Tristan Clark is special, and why is he sort of the face of this team?
I think it's funny that you put it that way, because Clark's injury, I think, really defined last year's team and the face and that they had to wear last year to win games. But he's somebody that I think is one of the top three candidates for Big 12 Player of the Year when you look at him out there with Devon Dotson and Udoka Azubuike. And I think he's got a firm foot in that discussion. He averaged almost 15 points a game last year. Didn't maybe rebound quite as well as you would like, but he was a rim protector, blocked a lot of shots, scored easily around the basket. And having that sort of guy to steer your defense when you run Baylor's system and you try to run zone more often than man, having that guy on the back line can make all the difference in the world. And then having somebody that you feel comfortable throwing the ball into and knowing that he can go and get you points is a big thing. And so when you look at how deep and talented Baylor's backcourt is, Clark sort of feels like the missing piece, even though he was there for part of last year. Adding him back in is what makes this team really go, I think.
When Scott Drew took this job, obviously he faced a massive rebuild. And in that time, they've signed, of course, a fair share of elite talent. They've signed some 5-stars too. But it seems like Baylor perhaps more than anybody in the country, you just have this faith that you put together a Scott Drew roster and you kind of throw it in the crock pot and you let it kind of simmer, and all of a sudden we've got a really good basketball team. For instance, their recruiting class this year in 2019 is ranked 125th in the country. They signed one guy, Jordan Turner, last year, number 36 class, but it's transfers and kind of gyms, and just speak to Scott Drew's roster building approach that makes Baylor a contender every single year.
Well, and Drew had the hilarious quote, what was it, a week or two ago, where he said something like, you look at what's happening around college basketball with the FBI and the NCAA stuff, and he said, that's why we haven't signed any five-star recruits lately. And I don't know if that was, you know, a quote-unquote shots fired moment, you know, up north to a certain Big 12 school that is being investigated and recently received a notice of allegations. But it was kind of interesting because for a little while there, Baylor was getting the Perry Joneses and guys like that who were five-star recruits and McDonald's All-Americans. And that hasn't been the case of late. And there were a couple years there where Baylor went the junior college route and came up with somebody like Pierre Jackson, who wound up being, you know, the Big 12's best point guard. And you look at it and you say, how in the world did they discover this guy out in Idaho? But lately, it does seem like sort of the next step that they've taken has been the transfer route. You know, you talked about Mario Kegler. He's a guy that came over from Mississippi State. You know, Makai Mason was from Yale. And then you add in, you know, Macy O'Teague, again, from UNC Asheville, was a star there. Davion Mitchell was a guy that maybe was looking for a little bit bigger role than what he had at Auburn. And you put those guys into the program, and I think Scott Drew is not necessarily the best game day coach in the Big 12. The thing that Scott Drew does so well is guys in that program just get better. They just continue to develop. And so getting guys who have that baseline of talent and then getting them into that program where they can develop them and mold them into what Baylor needs, he's done an outstanding job of that.
Thank you, Kevin. That wraps up our look at number 19, Baylor. Next up, we'll tackle number 18.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.